Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Welcome. We hope that you guys are ready. We hope that you have your notebooks. We hope that you have your pens. And more than that, we hope that you are ready for a revelation, that you're ready to let go of some stuff that you've just been holding on to, some stuff that's just been holding you back, that you're ready to step into a different season tonight, a different season at this time in your life. Amen. But again, welcome to Woman to Woman. If you don't have your notebook, we're going to give you a second to grab them really quickly, and then we're going to also give you an opportunity to make sure that you're contacting friends, your sisters. This show is for anyone, especially for this evening. This show tonight is for women and men alike. But we're going to give you guys a second to text some people that you know, text some people that you have some issues and some challenges with, so that you guys can all step into a healing place on tonight. Amen, Coach D.
Amen. Well, I want to welcome everyone on tonight's show, and I'm excited about tonight's show. You know, it's so funny, as you were talking, Minister LaDon, a picture went out last week of me. I don't know how this picture went out, what it was. It had like, I had this demonic face, and it had like pizza on it, like a slice of pizza with a funny face. I don't know. I don't know how it went out, what it was, but people started reaching out to me. You know, Denise, Coach D, are you okay? What's going on? You know, and I said, I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't even know how to get it off, whatever. And I just, and the reason why I'm bringing it up again, because people are still asking me about that. And so I want anyone that got an opportunity to see that picture, know that I don't know where that picture came from. I don't know how it came out like that. I don't know if my account was hacked. I just don't know. So I just want to make people aware, when you see things, or if you see anything that come up on my page that is out of character, question it. Question it, inbox me, so that you'll know, you know, especially if it's out of character, that most likely is not something that I'm aware of or that I did. Amen.
Amen. You know what? I saw that picture. I was like, what is this supposed to be? I didn't really think that it was demonic, but, you know, since it would have the different types of, but, you know, the different forms of, I don't know, I can't remember
the,
what you're called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
Instagram
about, the filter.
And Snapchat uses, I just was like, oh, well, she's trying to, I guess she's trying to learn how to use this stuff. But I did see that photo. But thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if I hit something that I wasn't supposed to hit, and maybe it splattered over one of the pictures that was already in my phone. I don't know. But I just, somebody just sent another inbox, like, what's going on? Oh, my gosh, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to clarify that in case people stopped listening to the show because they thought I was on drugs or something.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, before we get started into tonight's show, I want to tell all of our listeners this evening that this is an open forum discussion. So we are welcoming you to press 1 at any time if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you'd like to add to the discussion that we're going to be having on this evening. And we're going to be talking about anger. We're going to be talking about anger, how to let go of it, how to not live in it, how to recognize if you are holding on to anger and if it is holding you back. Because sometimes we think that we've let go of some things, but when we're face to face with those things, we get an opportunity to realize that we haven't let go and that there's still some healing that needs to be done. And so, again, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you just want to add to the discussion on tonight, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and that will let our team know to bring you in on tonight's discussion. And also, what I want us to do before we even get into tonight's discussion, again, I want us to take a moment to go into prayer, because I want this to be a safe place for everybody this evening. I definitely want it to be a healing place, but I want it to be a place where we are all able to recognize that we have some things going on. We have some issues. A lot of times when we're dealing with hurt and we're dealing with pain and we're dealing with anger, we have so many fingers pointed out at the people around us, at the people that we think are the issue. But sometimes we have to turn and point a finger at ourselves in order to get to the root of the cause, so that we can dig up that root and we can get rid of that root and let those issues go. Sometimes it has nothing to do at all with the people around us. They're just triggers of an emotion or an issue that's already inside of us. Yet we think that they are the root cause. Amen?
Amen. So, amen. That's true.
So,
you
Coach
know,
Steve,
no shame, no blame.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, yes. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We welcome you into the studio on tonight, Father God. We die to self, Lord. We die that the lesser die, that the greater increase, Father God, that you have your way on tonight's show, that there will be a spill in a spirit and an anointing of healing on tonight, that anything that someone is going through that's concerning them, especially as it pertains to anger and offense, Father God, that those spirits will be uplifted, that people will walk out of the studio, walk off of this call on tonight feeling delivered, feeling whole, feeling healed, Father. Father God, help us, Lord. Help us in this show to get to the root cause analysis of our pain, Father. Father, help us to use wisdom and embrace the tools and the resources that you've given us on tonight, Father, to grow so that we don't become like Moses. And many of us are like Moses, where we're leading people to the promised land, but we ourselves never make it because of our anger. Father God, oftentimes you tell us to be still and know that you're God. But we will cry and we will shout and we will cuss and we will fuss in spite of what you told us to be still. And we know what the end result was for Moses when you asked him to speak to the rock. You've asked us to speak to every You asked us to speak to every situation, not strike it, but speak to it in order for it to change. So, Father God, we want wisdom tonight. We want the spirit that will allow us to speak to our situations and circumstances through the word of God and through prayer, that we could be delivered, that we could be healed, and that we could be whole to move forward in the things that you caused us to. No shame, no blame, claiming deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like that. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, one of the first things I want to say, and this might shock some people, this should not offend anyone, but I want everybody to get into a place where you're ready to receive. But the first thing I want to say is that whatever happens on the outside, so whatever we're dealing with on the outside of us is a reflection, a symptom, an issue, or an outcome of what's going on the inside of us. Sometimes we don't even recognize that we have certain issues, or sometimes we don't even know how to recognize that we have those issues until we're face to face and we're now dealing with something. I love how Coach D brought up the photo and said, anytime you see something about me that's out of character, make sure that you're paying attention. We have to start paying attention to ourselves when we start stepping out of character. And that will be a helpful tool and will help us to recognize that we got some things going on the inside. Amen? We have some issues or some challenges that we have to figure out, what is this that I'm feeling and how do I deal with it? What is helpful for me to deal with it? A lot of times we hear how so many different people deal with their issues or deal with their pain, and we try to copy those people or emulate those people, and we don't get to those same places that they've gotten to, or that they even sometimes they just proclaiming to be there and not really there. But again, whenever it's an issue or a challenge that's on the outside, it is indeed a reflection or a symptom or an outcome of what's going on the inside of you. So when you're face-to-face and you're finding that you're angry about something, first of all, anger is just another, it's a symptom of hurt feelings. A symptom of hurt feelings. And most people will say, I'm not hurt about that. I'm angry about that. That made me mad. But the reason why you get mad is because you're hurt. The reason why you get mad is because it hurts your feelings, and those hurt feelings now graduate into being angry. You want to do something about it. You're mad about it. And the anger is because you don't know how to control or change the outcome of what's going on. Because if we knew how to control it, if we knew how to change it, there would be no cause to become angry about it. We wouldn't be upset about it. Because we could, like the Word of God says, we could speak a word over it. We could speak to the situation, and the situation changes. So why would we need to be angry about it? You know, we really have to start paying attention to what the Word of God is telling us. Because, again, if you could speak to a situation and the situation began to change, do you know how much less stressed you would be? Do you know how much less angry you would be about things? Do you know how much less hurt you would be about things? And the Word of God is always telling us to speak, 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 speak. And as humans, as people, most of the time we get quiet or we want to shut down, or we're speaking, but we're not speaking words of wisdom. We're not speaking words of that will help the situation. We're speaking curses instead of blessings. And so when it's the Word of God says the power is in the life, power of life and death is in the tongue, it's so true. Because you can make that situation be a situation of death, or you can make it become a situation of life. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be a situation of death for everybody or a situation of life for everybody. It may be specifically for you, the words that you speak over that situation, you begin to get healed. And you begin to be free of the issues and the symptoms that come from dealing with whatever situation it is that is making you angry. But the first thing we have to do is first begin to recognize what is going on the inside of me. And why am I feeling that way? Amen?
Amen. Amen. I was trying to, as you were speaking, I was actually trying to find the scripture, because as we get into tonight's show, I got a testimony that I want to share. As recent as today, as you know, sis, I'm gonna share that testimony, but I want people to understand, especially us as believers, that God is not pleased with our anger. He is not pleased with our anger. And I was trying to find the scripture. I know it's in Numbers 20, and, you know, where God had gave specific instructions for Moses to speak to the rock, and it's Numbers 20, verses 8-11, and it says starting at 7, says, the Lord said to Moses, take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together, speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community. For the community, so that they and their livestock can drink. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he's commanded. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and the livestock drank. But what this doesn't tell you, it goes further to say that even though the water came out and even though God delivered, because God delivers us out a whole lot of stuff, even after we didn't follow instructions, Moses suffered. He had some consequences that he had to deal with because of that, because he didn't trust God and wasn't obedient to what God told him to do. And he allowed his anger. He allowed himself being angry at the people, not angry at God. But he allowed himself to be angry at the people, and and the consequence to his actions was that he would never make it into the promised land. And if everybody knows the story of Moses, Moses died in the wilderness. He never made it to the promised land. The next generation that went in was Joshua. And so I'm bringing that up to just show you, that for me, it ministers to me, because I've been angry for a while. Yeah, I know. I know you guys are saying, not you, Coach D. You know, you're a woman of God, but I've been angry for a long time, been angry for a while, you know, dealing with, when you deal with divorce and then you deal with absentee parents and just different things. So I really just transparent been very angry at my ex-husband because he hasn't been a part of my son's life, and for one reason or another. And this is, I'm not sharing this testimony to point blame or shame or anything, but I'm just saying, I was so angry, and so my son started going through some challenges as recent as today, and I was mad. I was mad. I was crying, spoke to my sis. I was crying. I was boo-hooing, and all I wanted to do was get this man on the phone so I could tell him about himself, and I was going to cuss him from one top of his head to the bottom of his feet. I was going to cuss him because I was angry. You ain't been here. You haven't helped me. Well, he's going through. I was angry. And I haven't talked to this person in almost 2 years. So the end result of me crying out today, and God heard my cry. Truly, he heard my cry because my heart was just hurt, not angry. We use the term angry as Minister Ladon said, but I was so hurt, you know, because of the situation and what I was going through and not having the support. And I was just crying before God. Crying, can't even say I was crying before God. God heard my cry because I wasn't crying before God because I was in that hurt. I was angry and I was ready to sin. I wanted to sin. I wanted to, and I'm just being honest. The end result of that was a phone call that was made that I had been trying to make for 2 years with no success. A phone call was made. I spoke with my ex-husband, and when we got on the phone, it was like the very presence of God came into that conversation. And we completely separated ourselves from each other. He acknowledged his apology. I acknowledged whatever apology that caused him to feel like he had to just separate like that. But the end result was we understood that this was a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle because of who we are in Christ, because of who our son is in Christ. And that this is not about us, that we don't have time to be tripping with each other and going through this stuff because we know what it is and we know that we got to step up and do what we need to do if we're going to win this battle, this attack against our son. And we was able to leave that conversation, including my son, we were able to leave that conversation with everybody laughing. And then we started the conversation in prayer. If God wasn't in the center of that, it wouldn't have never went that way. If he didn't take the initiative to start the conversation in prayer, it probably wouldn't have never went that way. And so I think tonight's show is really significant because a lot of times people offend us and people do us wrong or don't do things, you know, hurt us. And we hold on to that anger. Even when we think we're healed, it's still there. And we continue to hold on to it. And sometimes it's dormant, meaning it's not obvious. We're not going around just being bitter people. But soon as something happens, it reveals. It unveils that ugliness. It unveils the hurt and pain of the past. Cause, and then you, that's when you really realize, dang, I'm really not over this. I thought I was, but I'm really not. And so I wanted to share that because maybe it'll be a blessing to somebody else who's going through. Maybe you're going through something with an ex. Maybe you're going through someone who stole from you, a family member, a friend who stole from you, you know, who betrayed you. Maybe it was a job that fired you, for no reason. Whatever the things are, I don't care. Maybe somebody molested you. I don't care what the thing is, but it's the thing that has caused a seed of anger in your heart, in your soul, and that anger is still vivid. It's still there. It still takes you, and it causes a bottleneck. And what I'm saying is, Lord, I'm asking God for true deliverance because I don't want to be Moses. I don't want to have a Tuesday show and a Thursday show only to find out that I'm not going to make it into the promised land because instead of speaking to my situations, I keep yelling at them. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know, and one of the things that I love how you brought out, again, that sometimes the issues are dormant and, you know, we don't realize that we're not over our anger until we're faced with those things. But here's the thing. You'll always stay angry about that issue until you deal with the root cause. Until you address the root cause, you'll always be angry about that issue. There'll always be a tinge of hurt or of pain surrounding that issue until you deal with the root cause. 5 years can go by and 5 years look good because things look like they've changed, things look nice, they look new, and then all of a sudden that old ugly habit rears its ugly head, and now you're cussing and fussing all over again. Yeah. And that same attitude, those same feelings arise in you and bubble up in you and takes you right back to the starting point where you reconnect with those feelings, you reconnect with all of what was going on in an instant because you have not dealt with the root cause. So again, whenever you're dealing with anger, whenever you're dealing with hurt feelings, you have to deal with that root cause because anytime a situation comes up that even looks like it, you're going to have similar symptoms and similar outcomes. You know, I loved the scripture that you brought up, especially because you talked about how Moses, he ended up, when he struck the rock, it was sin. You know, in Ephesians 4:26-31, it talks about in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. And it goes on and talks about stealing and steal no more and do something useful with your hands and different things like that. But, you know, one of the things that looked out to me when you talked about how God isn't pleased with our anger, and it's because it causes us to live in past situations. It causes us to allow those past situations to control what's happening to us now. And if something else is in control, we talked about this before, and we'll talk about this throughout our entire shows until we all get it and get it right. But if something else is controlling our actions, our attitude, the way we think, the way we respond, the way we react, that means that God is not in control. And anything that becomes in between us and in between God is sin. And so, yes, God is not pleased with our anger because in our anger is what connects us to the past. Remember, I just talked about our anger connects us to the past and allows the past to control how we're operating now. Because remember, we're supposed to be operating in love. Because if we're operating the way that God calls us to operate, we always operate in love. But there is this switch in between us operating in love and not operating in love. And we tend to turn the switch off so that we don't have to deal with operating in love, because we want to allow, hey, you know what, I'm hurt, I'm mad, I'm angry, and this person needs to know it, they need to feel it, and they need to address how I'm feeling. And if they don't do it, then something is wrong. And a lot of times when the issues that that person has nothing to do with you. Coach D, you talked about sometimes we get angry at a job because a job let us go, and we may have been there for years, and we may have given our all to that job, and they let us go, and we're like, how could they do that to me? And we're angry, and we're like, and our feelings are hurt, and it's about what they did to me. That position didn't let you go because of you, or that job didn't let you go because of you. That job let you go right. because of that job, what they thought they wanted and what they thought they needed.
Amen.
And so they decided
Amen.
To let you go. And so now you're mad. And that's the same thing that happens to us in relationships sometimes. We are angry. We are pissed off because, you know what? I walked into this relationship. I gave you my all. I was honest. I did this. I did that. And you couldn't see, and you didn't do, and you, and now we're not together, and it's only, and that person didn't let you go because of you and what you gave and what you didn't give. That person lets you go because of who they are and their own issues, what they want, what they don't want. And it has nothing at all to do with you. And sometimes we have to realize, and that's why God doesn't want our past situations controlling us. Sometimes that's why God doesn't want that anger controlling us. Because sometimes when we let stuff go or stuff let us go, it's the greatest opportunity for God to move right now in your life, in your mind, in your heart. It's the greatest opportunity for him to move right now and take you to a whole different place. But you're so busy looking behind you. You're so busy looking to the side of you that you never look up.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, go ahead, Coach T.
No, no. If you're not saying, I was just going to say that that's good, because we do, and we all been guilty of it, and I think the healing, because the whole thing tonight's show is about being in a place, an atmosphere of deliverance, and we all deal with anger, and if you dealt with anger and you've overcome it and you don't deal with it anymore, that's a blessing. That's great. But for some of us who are dealing with situations or offenses that have caused us to be angry, and we've been holding on to the anger so long, that's the show is really for you. It's for me. It's for us to get the deliverance that we need and truly, truly understand that the spirit of anger is married to the spirit of sin. The spirit of anger is married to the spirit of sin. And I say that because before any marriage, there's a courtship. And so when you're angry, he didn't say you can't get angry, but he said get angry and get over it. Because if you begin to court the spirit of anger, then you're going to be married to sin. And then once you're married to sin, you now risk missing the promises of God. You risk the promises of God. So just remember that. When you're angry, just remember, if you begin to court that thing, meaning hold on to it. See, and next thing you know, you're married to sin. Because you are going to be operating in certain ways. You're going to say things. You're going to do things. You're going to think things. That's all leading back to this spirit of anger. So
Amen.
When you get angry about something and you get over it, I'm angry, you did this, let's communicate it, it's done. That's it. You're not cool. You say, I ain't supposed to date you. But when we begin to date, and I think I was dating some anger, because let me tell you why. why we date anger. We date anger because the situation or circumstance that caused us to get angry, we're expecting it to correct itself. We're expecting it to correct itself through apology.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting
mm-hmm.
it to correct itself through admittance of wrong. We need that. So we'll court
uh-huh.
anger because we're courting anger with an expectation that I'm going to hold on to this anger until you're able to say I'm sorry, till you're able to say forgive me, till you're able to say I was wrong. But guess what? There may come a time that it may come a time you sitting up here courting anger, and it may come a time that those you never hear those words. By that time, you and anger is in the bed together, y'all married, and you sin. You in sin because now what happens is what just started off as, "Ooh, that made me mad," and I'm done. Is now turns into, "I hate this person. I'm bitter. I'm angry. I'm taking my anger out on other people that didn't have nothing to do with the situation at hand." Some people get so angry with situations, they stress out. They get sick. Do you know that anger, being married to anger, has caused cancer in people and killed people? Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I love how you brought out in marriages and in relationships, you know, getting angry and, you know, because one of the things that anger also turns into is, well, she never or he never or he always and she always, they never do this right. They always do this wrong. And it makes the situation much bigger than it needs to be if we had spoke to that mountain. Spoke to that situation and spoke life to that situation and kept speaking life to that situation and dealt with it in love. And sometimes we think that turning a blind eye is dealing with things in love. That's not so. That's not so. Dealing with people in love is dealing with people in truth.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the truth, he's the way, he's the light, and he is love. And so when you get into a relationship and you know there are certain things that you don't want to deal with, and you just laugh and back up and deal with it even though you know you want to deal with it. And then on the other end of that, now you're now angry because now you're dealing with something bigger than what you expected, because you should have dealt with the first thing in the first place, when in the first place you should have dealt in love and said, no, that's not happening here. We don't do that here. And let that person
mm-hmm.
move on if they needed to move on, and you move on if you needed to move on, instead of trying to manipulate situations. But, you know, again, we have to begin to speak the word over those situations. We have to begin to speak to those challenges when they're in front of us, because when we don't, that's when those roots grow deeper and deeper and deeper and spread into a strong tree, so that we, when we start trying to remove the tree, we now have a problem. Because those roots are now wrapped itself around so many other things in our life. Amen?
Woo. Amen. Oh, my gosh. You know, I was studying for tonight's show because I really wanted to understand anger. And I know this
mm-hmm.
is going to go beyond tonight. And I found 8 pivotal points of anger. And I know we won't be able to go through them the whole night without, you know, I know I'm going to have to get into this. But this one I want to mention. And, well, you said a good thing, and it mentioned what you just said. It says anger is often just a fruit. It usually has fear at the root, and more specifically, it is the fear of man. While anger may be all we can see at times, At the heart of it is a fearful, insecure, unsafe, untrusting heart looking for something from man that only God can satisfy. Learn to love God more with reverence, awe, and fear, because then you'll learn to need people less. And remember that the perfect love casts out fear, and that you are perfectly loved by your Heavenly Father. What are you really afraid of deep down in the innermost being of your heart? Because normally it's not even the act that made you, that act is not what made you angry. It's what you're lacking inside of you that made you angry. The fear of what? The fear of being alone in the marriage, an ex-marriage, just say, for example, was it the fear of being alone? The fear of being rejected? You know, yeah, they might have did something that was uncultured, something that was crazy, infidelity or something, but where did the anger come in with you? Same thing in anything, the job you got fired from. You didn't know why you got fired. You say you didn't know why you got fired. But what was the big fear in that caused the anger, you know? So, but the biggest thing I got out of that is that it said that anger is an expression of false worship, and it's like an addiction. Anger is false worship is at the core, because what it says is that when you express your anger, you simply ask yourself, what am I not getting that I really want or that I'm willing to sin to get? And your answer will reveal what you're living for in that moment. Something else has captured your heart more than God, and you're seeking a false refuge that is idolatry. What's capturing your heart more than God? And I take my situation today. I never had hate. I mean, I really didn't hate. I really wasn't bitter, towards it. It ended up looking to be that because I really was just hurt. But I still make this situation bigger than God. And, I mean, you know these things, but you still find yourself in things that you get caught up in stuff, and you're not thinking in the conscious moment but in the unconscious moment of it. And all you know is this situation. I'm responding to it this kind of way. It hurt me. I'm mad. I'm angry. And if you're not careful, you'll get hate and bitterness. But at the core of it all is you forgot about God. You forgot that your God is, according to you, your God is able to do anything exceedingly abundantly. But you forget about God, and you become so angry with, oh, my God, I can't even talk no more, Minister LaDon. I'm going to have to just step back because this is beating me up. I'm telling you, my toenails is broken. I'm going to have to get a pedicure tomorrow.
Amen. I hear you. But, definitely I love how you keep bringing out, and I want to just reiterate, again, I love how that scripture brought out that anytime we are angry, that thing is taking the place of God in our life, and that thing is becoming the God of our life. And so we, now that we know all of these issues in regards and as it relates to being angry, how do we stop being angry? How do we look at something and we say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to be angry. I don't want to hurt from this anymore. And I find myself hurting continuously. I find myself angry all the time. How do I not live with this? How do I get to this place where you're lording over this situation? How do I get there? And for most people, that's what they want to know. That's the road that they want to take. You know, I love that you opened the show being transparent. Coach D and I, we always have so real talks. Our talks are so real and just amazing and awesome. I'm truly thankful that I do have a friend that knows me. She truly knows me. Yeah. People think they know me, and they don't know me, because she knows I will shut down in a minute, and it has nothing to do with anybody else. If I don't call you for weeks, I don't call you for months, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything in the world to do with me, and it doesn't mean I've lost any love or anything like that. It's just
me. It's just how I operate. It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it not okay. But what I'm sharing that to say that she knows me and she loves me, and lets love abide instead of getting angry about it, as friends oftentimes do. She doesn't get angry about it. And if she does get angry about it, you know, and I'm sure in the beginning she did, she deals with it and she lets it go. And we're laughing because we can laugh, but because she really knows me. She really and truly knows me. And so even when she has to, you know, pull my coattails on certain issues or certain things, there was a time where I would get angry and be and have hurt feelings. But what I learned, and this is where we're going, and what I learned is that why is she telling me these things? Is it that she truly is being malicious to me? Is it that she truly dislikes me? Or at the end of the day, is it that she cares and she cares for me and she loves me? And so I chose to believe that she cares for me and she loves me, but, you know, her acts followed what I chose to believe, or reinforced what I chose to believe as well. And so I'm saying all of that because I want us to begin to remember, first of all, other people's issues has got nothing to do with you. It's what they're dealing with. It's what they need to go through or what they're going through, and that's between them and God. And, you know, we can, as friends, as loved ones, stand in the gap and support them, because there's been some times in my life where Coach D had to step up and stand in, at times I'm pretty sure she didn't want to, or at times that she felt like, God, why are you having me do this? But she stood in the gap. And in standing in the gap, that helped me to get to the place where I needed to be in order to let some things go. And I also want all of us to know is that as long as you are living, as long as we are alive, we are going to go through some things. As sure as the sun sets and as sure as the sun rises, as sure as time goes on, we are going to go through some things in our life. It's just going to happen. And you're not the only one that life happens to. You know, a lot of us, when we are going through relationships and we feel like, oh, my man cheated on me, he let me go, or, oh, my woman cheated on me and they let me go. Do you know that happens to the richest person in the world and the poorest person in the world? It happens to the most extraordinary person in the world and the most basic person in the world. Life is not a respecter of persons. Amen. Life happens.
Amen.
As long as we are alive, life happens. And in knowing and understanding that, that's the first place where we can begin to say, to take a breath so that we can begin to exhale. And this, and beyond that, when we move to the second place, this is where believers have the greatest advantage, because they know that they have a God, and they know that their God is for them, and they know that his word says that he comes to give them life, and he comes to give them life more abundantly. And they know that that his word also says that no eye has seen and no ear has heard all of the things that he has done and will do and is doing in that life for that person. And so that's where we can begin to start being excited about some things and being able to let go of some things, because you know what? I don't want to hold on to the stuff that's dragging me back, because I'm trying to get to all the excitement of my life that's here. You only have one life here on this earth. One. And God has all of these things in store for you, and you were busy spending 10, 15, 5, 6, 3, 4 years worried about what happened to you yesterday. And God is working on some things or has done and completed some things for you today, but you can't even walk into it because you're worried about, yeah, when we were together, they messed up my credit. Now my credit, when you were supposed to start 2 years ago fixing your credit so that today you can have the house that God set aside for you. But you
wow.
keep reconnecting to your past. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth. I mean, you know, you could even look at that like Lot's wife, you know. I mean, she's kept looking back at the past, you know, what was in the past to the point where she missed where God was taking her in the now and in the future. So definitely this is, I mean, you know, I just thank God that He really knows how to minister to us where we are, and He'll let us be little brats. He'll let us throw temper tantrums, fall all out, act a fool, all that, you know. And then when we get done crying and we get done throwing temper tantrums and acting a fool, if we're willing to listen, He got something to tell us.
Amen.
Just like we do
Amen.
Our own kids. And well, I think the biggest thing that I'm getting out of the whole experience from today, in tonight's show, the words that He's blessing us with, Minister LaDon being a blessing, just things that He's dropping in our spirits, things that He's giving us to reflect on this show, is for me, for Coach D personally, that the anger, that you know, I could be blessed, I could be anointed, I could be intelligent. I mean, I could know the word inside out. I could have revelation knowledge and wisdom, you know, but if I'm operating in a spirit of anger, if I'm so easily offended, that's my weakness. I'm just going to keep it transparent. I have in my life been so easily offended by other people's actions or decisions, and that's an area that I'm going to continue to pray and work on, because I believe that tonight or today He has unfolded everything that I need to know that will help me say, I don't want to stay in that place. Well, before I felt like I had a right, if that makes any sense. When somebody
yep.
did something wrong to me, I felt like I got a right to be angry. Now, if I just go up to them and kick them in their throat, then I got a right to do that because they messed up. You know, they did something wrong. They did something wrong. They messed up. They did this. They did that. And I felt like I was justified in it, even knowing the word of God, maturely knowing the word of God, but I still felt like I was justified. I was going to be like Peter, cut the ear off, because you messing with my, you know, Peter thought he was justified cutting the soldier's ear off, because that soldier was messing with his Jesus. And I felt like I was justified, and God is now showing me, you're not justified. And your anger is nothing more than sin. You've been married to anger for a long time, sister. And you need to let some stuff go. Not just with that situation, but just I can think of several different things. You know.
You know.
And He's telling me
yeah.
you've been married for too long. It's time to get a divorce.
Mhm. You know, I'm gonna jump back out, but I wanted to throw this in because I want people to understand. Even with those of us who have been molested, those of us who have been raped in our lives, those of us who have been beaten, we say, well, how can my anger be a sin, or how can my anger be a fault, and I don't want to receive that. But your anger is not helping you. It's holding you back from the healing that you're trying to get to. And so it is a sin. And you're like, okay, well, I didn't do anything to get this anger. It wasn't my fault that it's not my fault that I'm angry. It's your fault if you hold on to it. It's your fault if you let that situation that happened to you be the God of your life, the God of where you are now, the God that's shaping and constructing your life, your children's life, those people around you, your life with your mate, your life with your family. If you let that situation and that challenge be your God, and guide you through your life, that is your fault. Not what happened to you, but what you are doing and how you are responding to what happened to you. Because God can take you totally away from that place. But you are not giving him the opportunity. And some of us might even say, well, I gave him the opportunity. I cry and I pray and I say, Lord, I want you to take this thing away from me. Let him take it away from you. Stop holding on to it tightly while telling him to take it away from you. I'm going to tell you how you do it. You sit there and you say, okay, I want to let this situation go. But every time that situation come up, you start giving life to those thoughts of being upset, of being angry, of what you would do or of what you would say. Yeah, if they came and said this to me, I'm going to say yada, yada, yada this. Or I'm going to say, B, I don't play that. Or let's take it to whatever. Instead of saying, you know what, let me change my mind and take my mind off of this situation. Let me take my mind to, Lord, I don't even want to think about this. I want to think about what you have in store for me. I want you to tell me or show me how to deal with my thoughts around it. You thinking about that other person, start thinking about you. Lord, how do I get healed from this? Why am I hurting still to this day? Instead of, he did this and he did that, and when I see him and if he get another person or another girl, I'm going to tell her, no. That's how you know that you're still letting that thing rule your life. That's how you're giving foothold to the enemy. And we learn in Ephesians 4, 26 through 31, don't give the enemy a foothold. Don't let the sun set on your anger. Don't keep letting that thing be the God of your life. Let God be the God of your life. I just had to throw that in there, Coach D, because you were saying such awesome stuff, but I wanted us to realize, because sometimes we think that, like you said, we're entitled to this anger, we're entitled to this pain, and we wear it like that's our shield, but the Word of God says he has the armor for us. He has the shield. He has the armor. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it. That's it. It's, you know, and all that said tonight is that you can't hold on to anger and hold on to God. The two don't fit in the same space. Because, you know, like you said, I'm a holy God, and I'm not going to be where sin is, and anger is sin. So, wow. Good show. If there's anyone listening in on this evening and you're listening in, if you're not listening in live in the studio, you have something you would like to say, you're going to have to call into the studio, and that's area code 646-721-9678. You could call in, dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. Again, 646-721-9678. For those of you in the studio, all you have to do is dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll bring you in as well. This has just really been a great show. Hopefully something has been said, some scripture has been spoken, some words have been spoken that'll cause you to take a look at your anger, take a look at how you are dealing with anger, how you're dealing with offense. I know we could say stuff, you know, I mean, I could sit up here and say all day long, you know, Jesus was offended. I mean, that people were offending him. But look how he dealt with it. And I could say that, and it sounds good, and it sounds super-duper spiritual, you know, and we want to do it right. We want to do the right thing, you know. But the reality of it is that until you get to a place in your life, till you get to a point of revelation, you'll still deal with whatever that sin is. And that, I mean, we're talking about anger tonight, but it could be lust, it could be drugs, it could be whatever it is, poor managing of finances, whatever that thing is. Until you get revelation knowledge on that thing, guess what? You're going to be dealing with it. You're going to struggle with it. And the best revelation knowledge we could get into something is, first of all, admit we got a problem. Admit you have a problem. And we know in our inner core, even people that don't accept Jesus Christ because of who created them, Jesus is Father, the one and true only God, because he created them, whether they accepted Jesus Christ or not, when he made us, he made everybody with an inclination. Everybody know deep down inside of them what's right and wrong. When you were a child, before you knew anything about Jesus loved you, you knew when you was doing something, when you knew it wasn't right. You get right in your solar plex, right here in the middle of your stomach. That's where your soul, you would get this feeling like, ooh, I know this ain't right. Before you was taught anything or anything, there's gut feeling. And it may not trigger for everything, but there's some base core things. And I say that to say is that we got to get to a point where we really get revelation on that thing. We got to admit it. That's what I was saying. You got to admit when you know that you're wrong. When you know that you've been out of order, you got to admit it. A drug addict has to admit being a drug addict in order to get the help. Same thing with anything. You got to admit that there's an issue here. And then once you admit that there's an issue, then you go before the throne of grace. And the first thing you want to do is pray and repent. And then ask God to help you. Not that God ain't able. I've seen some people just immediately deliver, immediately transform. Some people it takes time. And it may take you some time. It may take you a couple of walks. It may take you a couple of more incidents. But ask God to help you get through the spirit of anger, get through the spirit of offense, so that you won't miss the promises. That right there for me is I don't know how they say that's the factor right there. Man, I don't want to miss the promised land. I don't, want to be able to give everybody else good word and lead everybody else to the promised land, only for me to be left out. Die in my sin, so to say. And so that should be enough for me to look at that thing and say, you can't stay here. You don't mean me no good, So, Mr. LaDon, you have any parting words? We're at the end of our show, and it's been a great show. And I'm going to step back.
Amen. Amen. I think it was a wonderful show, but again, if anybody has anything that they want us to pray for or anything that they feel that God is leading them to say, I don't want you to go away from this show tonight and stay in the place where you are now. I love how you brought out Lot's wife and that she turned into a pillar of stone, because when you think of a pillar of salt, a pillar is something that does not move. It's stationary. And it's stationary forever until, either it's destroyed or over time it's messed up or somebody else moves it, because it cannot move itself. And it cannot move of its own free will. And tonight you are in a place where you can move of your own free will. You just have to choose to say, I want to let go of this thing that has been controlling me. I'm sorry, you guys will hear my puppies in the background, so please excuse me. But definitely, you're in a place where you can move of your own free will. And I want all of us to make sure that we're taking advantage of that opportunity to say, you know what, today I can begin to get to live the rest of my life. Today I can choose to live my life differently. Today I can choose to walk after my promises, to walk after my promised land, to walk after the things that God has in store for me. And since I want to walk after those things and be ready for those things, God, teach me how to focus in on me
and concentrate on me and change the things that I need to change or add things that I need to add or get rid of the things I need to get rid of. But, Lord, teach me about me, about you first, Lord, and you with me and you in me. And so I definitely want us to take advantage of that situation. So, again, if you are here this evening and you have a question, you have a comment, or maybe you just want us to pray with you, maybe you don't want to pray over the airwaves where everybody can hear you, we definitely, one of our us or our team members can take you into the green room and pray with you. But that's what we are here for. That's definitely what we are here for. This show has been a blessing to both Coach D and both to myself as well because, you know, in being transparent, I've not been living in anger, but I've separated myself and I was like, Lord, you know, there's some things I need to get over. There's some things I need to get from up under or get away from, and I need your help, I need your support. And God has really and truly been working with me and showing me certain things, and definitely one of the things that he shows me is that if I'm ever operating out of character, one, or if I'm ever operating the way that I say that I don't want to operate, when a situation comes in my face, then that means that there's something there that is controlling me and I'm not controlling. Amen? So, yeah, that's probably what I would leave us with. And definitely know that Coach D and I are praying with you. We're praying for you. And we love you.
Amen. Love you. We look forward to you joining us again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please feel free to invite your girlfriends, your sisters, and come join us as we continue to bring matter subjects that matter to women by women. Know that you are truly loved and appreciated. Have a good evening.
Woman to woman,
woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Here we go.
Sing it again.
Woman to woman, man, songs of life we bring. Songs of love and songs of joy.
Woman to woman. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Woman to woman.